Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. This is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the place where there's an intersection of discussion about artists and music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to rap, soul, hip-hop, and R&B. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe, and send it to a friend who enjoys music as much as you do. All right, so check this out. On this episode, what we're going to talk about is here recently, Billboard magazine released their most list, I guess. Every year they do these lists, and there always, almost always seems to be an uproar anytime a list is released. Basically, the staff at Billboard, whomever they are, because they're, from what I can tell, they're pretty much anonymous. The staff comes together and they may do like a greatest of all time bands or greatest of all time rappers or greatest of all time R&B singers, so forth and so on. Well, here recently there was a list, and they did a list of their top 25 female rappers of all time, which is interesting because hip hop, as you know it, has been around for over 50 years, you know, so it's been around long enough to where you can, you know, come up with a list of 25 of the greatest female rappers of all time. Now, what's interesting is, and I always say this, no matter if you're talking about rap or you're talking about R&B or rock and roll or whatever, or you could be talking about the greatest basketball players of all time or the greatest football players of all time, the question I always ask is, what's the criteria, right? If you don't have a criteria, then what are we talking about? So Billboard magazine, and are they still doing magazines? I don't even know if Billboard still makes magazines, but let's just roll with the idea that they still make magazines. So Billboard magazine came up with a criteria. Again, they have a staff of, I don't know how many people on this staff, and we don't know, we're not privy to know their ages, which I think matters, but who they are, again, it's anonymous, so no big deal. It is what it is. But their staff compiled picks of the 25 best female rappers of all time. And I'm going to read to you the criteria. It said, the Billboard staff compiles our picks for the best 25 female rappers of all time along the following criteria. 1, body of work / achievements. And in that, they mean charted singles, albums, gold and platinum certification, excuse me. 2, cultural impact and influence, how the artist's work is fostered in the genre's evolution. Okay. Impact is always something that is very difficult to kind of quantify, but let's keep going. 3, longevity, years on the mic. 4, lyrics, storytelling skills. And 5, flow, vocal prowess. Now, again, that's 5 major keys in which they came up with this criteria. So I want you to keep this in mind because the criteria actually matters. I'll go back through it again. 1, the body of work / achievements, and that includes their charted singles, albums, whether or not it went gold or platinum. 2, the cultural impact or influence, how the artist's work fostered a genre's evolution. So how did it make hip hop bigger or better? Number three, the longevity, their time on the microphone. How long have they been at in the game? Number four, lyrics, being able to tell stories and the skills that come along with being a storyteller. And number five, flow, their vocal prowess, how they get busy on the microphone. So there's the criteria. You got five, and it's pretty simple. Clear cut, right? So let's get into whom they selected as the 25 best rappers of all time. And I'm going to start with 25 and count my way down, or up, as you will. Number 25, Tierra Whack. Okay, Tierra Whack. I'll be honest, I've heard her rap before. I've heard, you know, her in a couple of songs. Not really familiar with her music. My guess is she's been out a few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, if that. Okay. Number 24, Doechii. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Doechii just dropped her debut album like last September, I think, something like that. But okay. Number 23, the late great Gangsta Boo. Rest in peace. Okay. Number 22, the Lady of Rage. All right. Number 21, Glorilla. I don't know that Glorilla's been out that long, but okay, I'm rolling. Number 20, Moni Love. Old school, definitely old school. Number 19, Latto. Okay, okay. I'm sensing a theme here. Number 18, Remy Ma. All right. definite spitter. Number 17, Rhapsody. Definitely worthy of being in the top 25. Number 16, Doja Cat. I guess. Number 15, Megan Thee Stallion. All right. I mean, she's pretty good. Number 14, the late Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Been around, you know, TLC fame. You know, she could rap. You know, so she's on the list. Number 13, Trina. Number 12, Da Brat. Surprise here. You know, Da Brat doesn't make a lot of lists, but she made this list. So I was happy to see her on here. Number 11, Cardi B. Yeah. Cardi B's got how much? One album? Has she made the second album yet? Okay. No, still one album. Number 10, Foxy Brown. Fox Boogie, definitely, I think. Not surprised she's on this list. Number 9, Eve of Destruction, a.k.a. Eve. Rough Riders. Shout out to Eve. Number 8, Roxanne Shanté. Yeah. Roxanne, you can make a case that she started it all, or one of the pioneers that helped start it all for the ladies. Number 7, Salt and Pepper, the group. So I guess, you know, Salt and Pepper are both number 7. Not, I guess it's them collectively and not Salt as an MC and Pepper as an MC, but just them, the two of them, like, together, I guess. Okay. Number 6. MC Lyte. Interesting. Very interesting. Number 5, Queen Latifah. She's had it up to here. I mean, give it to him, Queen. Okay. Okay, I'm rolling. Number 4, Lil' Kim. Right. Number 3, Lauryn Hill. No doubt. Number 2, Missy Elliott. Okay. And number 1, according to Billboard magazine, in the top 25 rappers, female rappers of all time list, coming in at number one is none other than Nicki Minaj. And there you have it. I mean, that's a very interesting list, to say the least. Now here's the thing. If you put together this list, and they obviously did, we know the criteria, but we don't know what the back and forth was, who got left on. I mean, who got put on. We know who got put on. We don't know who got left off, right? I want to just kind of dissect this for a second, because there's a lot of foolery going on here, and I don't know. Again, I don't know half of these people, these ladies. Excuse me. Okay, so let's start at the bottom. I'm just gonna make a case for whether or not I think they are worthy to be in the top 25. Not where you decide to put them is your prerogative. Tierra Whack is very good. Based on the criteria, I mean, like, one of the criteria is years on the mic. She hadn't been, without looking it up, I don't think she's been rapping 10 years. If you haven't been rapping 10 years, I think that's a major strike against you, because longevity, if it's a criteria and you haven't been rapping 10 years, then what are we talking about? You know what I mean? Like, so personally, if I'm making a list and I say you have to, longevity is a quantifier, then if you don't have 10 years in the game, you don't make the list. So by that mechanism, I would get Tierra Whack out of here. And I like Tierra Whack. I think she's pretty good. Doechii's very hot. Doechii is, like I said, she's that album that she dropped a couple of months ago. Alligator Bites Never Heal, I think is the title of it. It's really, really good. I listened to it a couple of times. It's a really solid album. Again, I don't know that she definitely hadn't been rapping 10 years. I guess maybe she made the list because of her impact. She can flow. She can rhyme. I'll give her that. Maybe because of the success of the album, I guess. But if you got one album, I mean, why are you really on a top 25 of all time? Now, if you said a top 25 of 2025, okay, cool. She's right there, but no. Gangsta Boo. Gangsta Boo, I could make a case for her being in the top five. The top 25. Gangsta Boo is really, really solid. She has some joints, and she complimented her crew very well. Man, of course, she's no longer with us, but yeah, if you put Gangsta Boo in the top 25 based on this criteria, you get no argument from me. Glorilla, she ain't really been rapping long. She's got everything else. She's got the hits. She's got the singles. I like a couple of her joints, man. Is she in the top 25 of all time? No. No, she's not. She just got here. Like, she got here like 3 years ago, you know? Maybe 4 years ago. I don't remember Glorilla before the pandemic. If you were rapping before the pandemic, you got to let me know. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't remember her. And I'm up on a lot of rap. So, no. Moni Love, definitely worthy of this list. Where you put her, I don't know, but definitely on it. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast, hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests, as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. Lotto. I don't think Lotto is as good as Glorilla. So the fact that Lotto is above Glorilla, I mean, she's two spots ahead of Glorilla, but I wouldn't put her on the list. Again, if you're making a top 25 of 25 of 2025, yeah, put her there. But no, she doesn't make it. Remy Ma, definitely. Remy Ma can wrap circles around a lot of people, male and female. Remy Ma, definitely worthy of this list. Rhapsody, I can make a case that Rhapsody probably should be in the top five. She's just that dope. Definitely worthy of the list. Doja Cat, the music that I heard, it was okay. She's more pop than anything else. She doesn't really strike me as like a bar spitter, you know what I'm saying? So her music is solid. It doesn't blow me away. I mean, she don't have a hot 16 that I can remember and recite off the top of my head. No, she's not in the top 25. No. Megan Thee Stallion, she's very nice to look at. She twerks very well. And when she wants to rap, she can rap. She can rap better than most people on this list. But I think some of these ladies made it because they're popular. And just because you're popular doesn't necessarily mean that you're talented. You know, because what's good is not always popular, and what's popular is not always good. I mean, that's just a fact of music. But most people don't see that. So kind of is what it is. I see why she made the list. I wouldn't have put her on this list. Number 14, Left Eye. Left Eye, definitely. But Left Eye is you have to ask yourself, when did Left Eye ever drop an album? To my knowledge, she doesn't have an album. She's rapped on TLC's album, but that's TLC. That's a singing group where she's the rapper on a singing group. So when you talk about the success and the impact, was it the impact of Left Eye or was it the impact of TLC? Is Left Eye bigger than TLC? Probably not. So, while I can see why someone would put her in the top 25, you could make a case that she shouldn't be there because she didn't even have a solo album. Debrat, definitely. And I think if I'm being honest, 12, that's probably right around the area where she needs to be. Brat's cold. Cardi B, I think she's got one album. Is the second album coming out anytime this year? No? Okay. I got nothing here. She's very popular. She has a movement. People love her. I love her personality. I think she's cool. I love hearing her go off and talk shit. And I think she appears, at least from what I've seen in interviews and stuff like that, she appears to have a genuine heart. I don't know that you really see that a lot in music, just in any genre, but she appears to have a genuine heart. And I think that's what resonates with fans. That being said, I mean, I think her popularity gets her on this list. It's not because of her production. Now, the album that she dropped, I think, did well. But, you know, lyrical prowess, I mean, not really. Foxy Brown. Definitely on this list. She's at 10. I mean, you can make a case that she probably could be a little higher. Same for Eve, who's at 9. Eve was cold. She still dabbles in rap a little bit, but I don't think she raps that much now. Roxanne Shanté, definitely here for the nostalgia piece. I'd probably push her down a little bit. But her impact and her, you know, what she did in the game or whatever like that, as far as opening doors, I can see why they have her on the list. I probably wouldn't put her as high as 8 because Roxanne Shanté as an MC didn't blow me away, I'll be honest. Salt and Pepper, love Salt and Pepper. Loved them. If you're going to combine them as a group, I think Seven is a great place. They're definitely worthy of this list. Here's where it gets tricky. MC Light. MC Light, I think, in my personal opinion, you can make a case as the greatest female MC of all time. There are some people, Eclectic, who don't think as such. Shout out to Eclectic and his podcast, Encyclopedia Hip Hop. Check out his podcast. He's got a bunch of dope stuff over there. Got a lot of stuff on there with me on it, so that makes it even doper. So check us out. Yeah, MC Light, definitely worthy of this list. Queen Latifah, I'm surprised that Queen Latifah is at five. Most people are going to have Queen Latifah in the top three. Some will have her at one. You can move her up and down the list. It just doesn't. I don't think she's five is probably about as low as you can go, and you could probably go as high as one. Lil' Kim is dope. Love Lil' Kim. There's no way I'm putting Lil' Kim at number four ahead of Queen Latifah and MC Light and Salt and Pepper based on the criteria. Kim's impact probably passed all of those ladies and her numbers as far as record sales and stuff like that, but Lil' Kim's not out rapping Queen Latifah or MC Light on her best day. Sorry, not sorry. Number three, Lauryn Hill. Again, super, super dope. I love L Boogie. She rapped on the Fugees album. She rapped three songs on her Neo Soul album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. But she doesn't have a solo rap album. I would love to have a solo Lauryn Hill rap album. It never happened. I say it all the time. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is a Neo Soul album. It's not a rap album. And that's cool. But she appears at the top of all these rap lists, and she really, for lack of a better term, doesn't have a full body of work, because even her rapping with the Fugees, she was only getting a third of the songs. So, you know, now the third that she produced of those songs were incredibly dope. But, you know, you can make a case. But she's definitely worthy of this list. Some people have her at one. I don't argue that. Missy at number two, definitely worthy of the list. Where you put Missy, you get no argument from me. I think two is kind of high. I don't know that I would have put Missy that high. Missy is a dope artist, but I mean, like, I can't think of Missy's top 16 bars. Like, I can't think of, and I know most of her work. I just. You know, her hottest 16 probably doesn't exist. But you know, there's probably nobody more accomplished on this list as far as accolades and what they brought to the game and impact and what she did for the culture. You can make a case that Missy should be one. Number one, Nicki Minaj, no argument there. I wouldn't put her at number one for my personal number one, but I understand why they have her at number one based on the criteria. She's made albums. She has, you know, she's opened a lot of doors. She is the culture. She ran rap as far as the ladies were concerned, probably for the better part of the last 10 years. Unlike, you know, Cardi B, she's got more than one album. and she's been consistent. And she raps. She raps. Like, she really, really, really raps. But where you place Nicki on your list, it doesn't matter to me. Like I said, I wouldn't put her at one. I don't argue with people who put her at one, though. And there you have it. You know, so again, Billboard, I think, does this type of stuff on purpose. Because here's the thing. To me, there were some clear omissions of people that should have made this list for one reason or another. Rod Digger, I can make the case lyrically. Now, she doesn't have the accolades as far as millions of records sold or anything like that, but I can make a case that Rod Digger is probably better than every single female rapper that I named, maybe with the exception of Nicki Minaj. Maybe, and I don't even know about that. Rod Digger may be the best, bar for bar. Maybe. I don't have a great argument for it. I don't have a great argument against it, but she's in the running. Bahamadia, super, super dope rapper. Bahamadia doesn't show her body. And I think that, you know, I think that's hurt her. And it shouldn't have, but I think she's lyrically, she's dope. Heather B, I can make a case that Heather B should be on the list. Definitely Jean Grey. Jean Grey, again, not the accolades, not the prestige, but if you want to talk about rhymers, she's in the top 10 and she ain't 10. Ladybug Mecca from Diggable Planets. Come on, man. What are we talking about? She crazy dope. So, I mean, like, those are just a few that just jumped, and that's off the top of female rappers that didn't make the list. I'm sure that, you know, there are a couple of personal favorites that I could probably name that didn't make the list. But no, that, I mean, based on the criteria that they laid out, this list isn't good. But I mean, what do you expect from Billboard? In closing, I get it. Billboard does this. They do this every year. And the reason why they do it is just for what I just described. They want people to talk about it. So they wanted me to talk about it. So here it is. I gave you a full podcast about it. But I think Billboard, if you're listening or watching, and I know that you are, bring some older people around. Not old heads like me, but bring people a little bit older than probably the people that are on your staff. Bring some people who are familiar with some of the older acts, because I'm sure if you were in that meeting, you said, hey, what about Sweet Tea? And there's probably going to be, if you got a staff of 25, there's probably going to be 22 people that say, who is Sweet Tea? If you say, hey, what about Sugar Tea? There's probably going to be about 25 people that say, hey, who is Sugar Tea? Or Medusa, or, you know, Heather B, or Ladybug Mecca. Nah, I mean, like, but I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, Billboard did this just so they could spark conversation. Because at the end of the day, that's what they did. And that's why we just made this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop the podcast every Monday and every Friday. If you would like to, we would love to have you subscribe on YouTube. Check us out on YouTube. Make sure that you subscribe, hit the like button, share with your family and friends, share with people who love music just like you do. We're on all social media platforms, Rap Soul Podcast and 12 Kyle and 12 Kyle Podcast. Don't forget about the 12 Kyle Podcast. That is our sister station, where we drop episodes every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. We also have merch for the 12 Kyle Podcast. We have T-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs. We got it for the low. Again, that's going to do it for me. Again, thank you for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I'm your boy 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.